Hi everyone, and welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas, and thanks for choosing to listen tonight. The way this podcast works is very simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We'll take a moment to relax, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story that's designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. And remember, the more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a good night's rest. If you're enjoying Get Sleepy, then me and the team would really appreciate if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And thanks so much to all of you who've done so already. It's the best way you can help the podcast right now, and it's made a big difference for us and for others discovering Get Sleepy. In fact, you guys even helped us make it to number one on the US health and fitness chart, which is honestly just mind-blowing when we're still just a few months old. So thanks so much to all of you wonderful, dedicated listeners. And for me personally, it's such an honour to know my voice is now a part of so many bedtime routines all over the world. We've even had listeners telling us the podcast is helping them to learn and get a better understanding of the English language, which is something I never really expected, but I'm really delighted to hear that as well. And for those that maybe will be interested of how I kind of got into recording my voice to help others sleep, I guess it was for a number of reasons, and as I've touched on before, I myself have always had difficulties with sleep, and so I'm really grateful to have had the opportunity to make a positive out of a negative from those experiences. And I guess the other big reason I started doing this is that for years people have told me I have a soothing or even a sleepy voice. For a while I wasn't always sure how to take that. It's just my voice at the end of the day, the voice I've always had, or at least since it broke in my teen years, of course. But the more I heard people say this and the more I thought about it, it encouraged me to think of how I could use that for a meaningful purpose. And I guess to cut a long story short, here we are. Now I'm hearing more than ever that I'm helping people fall asleep. And now I can say with complete certainty that I take that as a massive compliment. But anyway, before I waffle on about myself for too long, I know you guys will probably be wanting to get to the story. And tonight the beautifully gentle and sleepy voice of Abby will read to you as a princess embarks on a dreamy adventure to learn to become a queen. So, let's just take a moment to relax and unwind. Give yourself a moment to acknowledge any thoughts that are just lingering in your mind. Whatever those thoughts may be, they can wait until tomorrow. Because now is the time for you to let them go. If you do find yourself having difficulty quieting your mind, try visualizing your thoughts as very small, light, fluffy feathers. And they can just rest gently on your palm, each one representing a different thought. There may be just one or two, perhaps several little feathers. Just watch them on your palm for a moment, acknowledging each one at a time. And then, stretch your hand out wide and let them float off into the soft breeze. So weightless that they float into the air and gradually fade out of sight. Now that you've let your thoughts gently fly away, making room for your imagination to take over, we can begin our story. Tonight, we'll travel to a mystical kingdom in some forgotten, far-off place. There, a beautiful castle emerges from the morning fog, glimmering in the sunlight, surrounded by lush gardens and a quaint but busy village. This is where our story begins.
Once upon a time, there lived a beautiful princess. Everyone in her father's kingdom loved her. She was smart, pure at heart, and full of endless curiosity. As an only child, the princess knew that one day she would inherit the throne. She wanted to be queen, but she wasn't sure if she was ready. The king, a kind man with a long white beard, loved his daughter more than life itself. He'd always been impressed by her wits and courage. Still, he knew that for her to become a fearless ruler, she needed to be able to take care of herself and an entire kingdom. This could be a difficult task for someone who had no experience being in charge and hadn't even set foot outside of the kingdom. So the king thought of a challenge. When the sun was setting over the last summer day, he sent for his daughter. In a loving voice, he told the princess that he wanted to send her on an adventure. It would teach her about life and prepare her for the crown. At the sound of her father's words, her eyes shone bright with joy. It was everything she ever wanted, to explore the world and to be a great leader. But this was no ordinary trip. The king asked her to bring back a story he had never heard, a flower he had never smelled, and a crystal ball. This last item would show everyone what travelling had taught her. The princess happily accepted, hugged her father, and thanked him dearly. They both agreed that she would return in exactly 1 year's time. The following morning, when the grass was wet with dew, the princess bid farewell to her parents. Everyone in the kingdom wished her good luck. She smiled, humbled by their loving kindness and support. She walked slowly, and by the end of the day, she reached the kingdom's northern border. Here, she stopped for a few minutes and looked back. Under the blue sky, there was her parents' castle, the imposing tower, and the city walls keeping the kingdom safe. She took a deep breath and listened carefully. There was no noise, no chatter, only the song of the wind. It moved the leaves of the autumn trees and blew the green blades of grass. It accompanied the buzz of busy bees and smelled like wild flowers. For the first time, the wind felt different. It was the wind of change. She was leaving behind everything she knew for something completely unfamiliar. She travelled farther, and soon the days became weeks, and the weeks turned into months. The princess visited new kingdoms, cities and villages, big and small. Everywhere she went, her kindness was recognised. She met many people who happily shared their stories, their dreams and beliefs. To remember everything, the princess wrote down their words into a thick red notebook. While she didn't know much about being a queen, she knew that listening was the first step. She enjoyed listening and was fascinated by the variety of people across the land. Above all, she treated everyone with respect. When she was not meeting new people, the princess would spend time outdoors. She appreciated the snow-capped mountains, the rivers always in a rush, and every singing bird. She would spend hours just lying in the grass, daydreaming. Wherever she went, the princess took time to smell the flowers. Some smelled like spring, others like summer, and a few brought back warm memories. For her father, the princess collected many new plants which she preserved inside her notebook. In time, every person she met on her adventure had a flower of their own. One evening, while she was looking for a village to spend the night, the princess got caught in the rain. She found shelter inside a large hollow tree trunk. Waiting for the sky to clear, the princess heard a soft meow. It was a little white cat soaked by the heavy rain. The princess's heart warmed and she called the tiny creature. At first, the cat rubbed itself back and forth against the princess's legs. The tip of its tail was curved, almost like a question mark. Then, feeling her kindness, it nuzzled its face into her hand. The princess giggled, and for a few moments forgot about everything else. She petted its soft fur and noticed the cat's big emerald eyes. The cat purred, enjoying the loving strokes, and rolled over on its back playfully. Feeling loved by the cat, the princess shared her story about her kingdom, about her travels, and about how she needed to find a magic crystal ball to complete her adventure. The white cat stared into the princess's eyes and blinked as if it understood. It was an incredible moment. She felt strongly connected to the elegant feline. Its eyes were mysterious but loving and kind. They had an almost human quality. Then, as the rain stopped and the silence of the night fell, the cat spoke in the friendliest voice. "Follow me, princess." Unsure of what was happening, the princess followed the cat. It moved briskly, its walk was sleek. Its slim, white tail moved from left to right every time they needed to change direction. Sometimes the cat would stop and look behind with its bright eyes glowing in the darkness. Minutes later, the woods faded into fields and a magnificent castle appeared. Its heavy gate was made of gold and decorated with diamonds. It sparkled so brightly that the night seemed to turn to day, leaving the princess in awe. The white cat let out a meow. A mechanical click came from the lock, and the gate began to swing open, slowly revealing a castle with walls made of the finest porcelain. Everything looked opulent. The princess hadn't seen a castle like this since she left home. For a few seconds, she thought of her family and the castle she grew up in. She missed them, of course, but she also treasured her new experiences. These memories disappeared when the white cat started speaking, graciously welcoming the princess to this place, the Cat Kingdom. No sooner did the words come out of its mouth than a litter of kittens rushed out of the castle, sliding playfully across the marble entry. They gathered around the princess and rubbed themselves against her feet in the most adorable manner. What a warm, soft welcome, she thought. She'd always been fond of cats. She loved them for their intelligence, playfulness, and curiosity. The kittens then began a tour of the castle. No matter the room, there were cats everywhere. Big and small, young and old, with hair short and long, all meowing with adoration at their guest. It was as if their kingdom was celebrating. The inside of the castle was just as breathtaking as the exterior. Each room was painted in a different colour. There was a red room with white polka dots, a yellow room with orange stripes, and a mysterious green room, just like the white cat's eyes. Aside from impressive chandeliers and warm fireplaces, each room had extravagant toys. There were cat trees and scratching posts, plush toys in every shape and colour, and squeeze toys that made the cutest sounds. Next to the fireplace, there were baskets for the young ones to sleep in, and even some books filled with bedtime stories. Looking around, the princess was sure that she had reached cat paradise. She played with the kittens and read them a story. Not surprisingly, it was about a cat. The small ones yawned, listening to her words. They seemed to be smiling when the story ended happily ever after. It was then that the princess realized how tired she was. She had traveled quite a distance today. She set the book aside, covered the kittens with a tiny blanket, and left the room quietly. In the hallway, among the many sleepy felines, there was an old tabby cat with a butler's hat. He seemed to be waiting for her. The princess followed the tabby and soon reached an incredible guest room. It had an artistic corner, an inventor's corner, a big bookcase, and a cozy reading nook. There was a big plush bed and a large wardrobe with fresh clothes. The princess thanked the cat and happily hopped into bed. She got comfortable and for a few moments tried to clear her mind. She enjoyed the feeling of her body sinking into the bed. Covered up with a warm blanket, she briefly thought about her day. She could still hear the friendly voice of the white cat and feel the soft fur of the sleepy kittens. The thought of it all made her smile. She then closed her heavy eyelids. Her body was feeling relaxed, and her breathing began to slow. Soon, she found herself wandering in dreamland. The next morning, the princess woke up happy and well rested. She was eager to meet the other feline residents and find out more about the cat kingdom. When she opened the door, she was greeted once more by the kind old tabby cat. This time, he led the princess into a big dining room, which was superbly furnished. She sat at a long, rustic table with a cup of tea warming her hands as breakfast came out. The chef, a moon-eyed black cat, served everything her heart desired, from warm pastries to the most sophisticated desserts. The princess appreciated the food and thanked her hosts for their generosity. Over breakfast, the white cat asked the princess about the task she still needed to complete. The princess talked about the magic crystal ball that her father requested. She didn't know where to find one, and only had 3 months before she needed to return home. The white cat offered to help her. In exchange, the princess would watch over the cats and be their queen until she went home. The princess happily accepted. Being around the cat kingdom not only made her happy, but it also taught her to be a queen. Every resident was a friend. She got to play with every cat. She learned interesting facts about their personalities and their behavior, and enjoyed every time they connected over a purr. While she loved all cats, her favorite time of the day was reading bedtime stories to the young kittens. They had grown so accustomed to her voice that they would immediately stop meowing, close their eyes, and listen carefully. Over these 3 months, the princess watched the little kittens grow into playful, loving, and mature cats. Her ability to care for others grew, and she learns to rule with love. When her time in the cat kingdom was coming to an end, the white cat gave the princess a beautiful golden locket. She smiled, thinking that this was a gift to reward her kindness. But when she held the locket up close, it sounded like a beating heart. The princess opened it curiously. Inside was the picture of a young man. He was the most handsome man she had ever seen. His eyes were deep. His smile was warm. The princess asked about the picture. The white cat explained that a king used to rule over the cat kingdom. He was an intelligent young wizard who loved cats more than he loved magic. He spoke their language and opened his heart and his home to many stray felines. All the cats adored him. He felt like family. He was a devoted and caring leader. The cat kingdom thrived for many years. But then, one day, the wizard sensed something unusual in the atmosphere. For safekeeping, he transformed his heart into a locket and gave it to the white cat. Soon after, a fairy tried to steal the wizard's crystal ball. Together with his heart, the crystal ball was the source of all his power. But without his heart, the crystal ball was useless. Upset that she couldn't steal his power, the fairy locked the wizard in the castle's tallest tower. He was still there, cursed to be lonely forever. The cats tried to free him, but the love of his companions was not enough. A human had to break the curse. For years, other humans had come and gone from the cat kingdom without even knowing about the king. The white cat who protected the king's heart would only entrust the locket to a human who had proven their heart was pure. Looking into the white cat's eyes, the princess confidently said that she will save the king. Hopeful, the cats led her to the tower. Even before climbing the stairs, the princess could feel the strength of the curse. It was as if an invisible force wanted to stop her. One foot in front of another, the princess pressed forward. A dense fog filled the air. With her vision blurred, the princess kept climbing, relying on her sense of touch. The cold stone wall guided her up the twisting staircase. The closer she got, the faster the locket was beating. She finally reached a large iron door. Green, glowing fog escaped around its edges. The princess closed her eyes and focused on her breathing. She remembered the cats who she admired so dearly, especially the white cat who had entrusted her with a task of great importance. With a fearless grin, she pushed down the handle. The door creaked open slowly. A warm light shone from inside the room. The green fog that had obscured her vision began to evaporate, revealing an old wizard sitting inside. The wizard welcomed her with a smile. His face was pale. His beard was long and grey. Deep wrinkles on his skin showed the passage of time. The princess introduced herself and held out his golden locket. When he draped the locket around his neck, it was as if he had been touched with a magic wand. His heart beat so profoundly that the princess could hear it herself. Right before her eyes, this old man with a gnarled face transformed into the handsome young wizard she had seen in the picture. The wizard thanked her and asked if they could leave this room he'd been trapped in for so long. He wanted to feel the grass on his feet and the fur of the cats he missed so dearly. She happily obliged. The Cat Kingdom celebrated their king's return. There were parades, songs and dances, and the finest foods and drinks. The king celebrated his cats as well. He missed petting their soft fur, building new toys and having long, friendly conversations. All cats came to welcome him back home, from the youngest kitten to the earliest residents of the Cat Kingdom. The princess noticed how caring the king was for each cat and appreciated his humble confidence. When the celebrations came to an end, the king asked about his rescuer. She told him about her parents, the kingdom she called home, and her journey to become queen. It was a year full of valuable lessons, but now she needed to return. The king also talked about his adventures, his love for cats, and what he learned from the cats about being a leader. They talked the entire night and soon recognized that there was so much to learn from each other. The following morning, the princess prepared for her journey back home. Before she left, the king gave her a final thank you present. It was his crystal ball, which would show all her adventures just like her father requested. With a magic chant, the king also gave her the most beautiful chariot. It was made of porcelain just like his castle and was hitched to a pair of unicorns which allowed it to fly. The princess wished everyone a sincere goodbye and promised to return soon. The magic chariot lifted off, soaring over the land. Within moments, her parents' castle was in sight. All the kingdom celebrated her return. The king and queen welcomed their daughter and eagerly asked about her adventures. The princess then took out her thick red notebook. The entire kingdom was mesmerized with the stories she'd collected. The flowers she preserved smelled like foreign lands. The king felt as if he was traveling to another world just using his sense of smell. And finally, the crystal ball showed every step of the princess's journey. how she met the White Cat and reached the Cat Kingdom, how she became queen and lovingly looked after all the residents, how much the cats trusted her, and how she saved the cursed Wizard King. Now there was no doubt she was ready to be a queen. Even after she inherited the throne, the princess returned to the Cat Kingdom often. In time, she and the Wizard King grew quite fond of one another. The two fell in love and got married, joining their two kingdoms. Just like on her first night in the Cat Kingdom, the Queen still reads bedtime stories every night. It's a tradition generations of cats have come to love. The youngest kittens curl up in baskets by the crackling fire. At first, they listen attentively. But it doesn't take long before they yawn, snuggle their furry faces together, and fall asleep.